In the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 245, God's Appointed Ministers. The work of the ministry proclaiming the gospel is, if God's word can be believed, the most important work on earth. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." Then he goes on, 1 Corinthians 1:21 through 24, "In the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God." We need, then, to be very sure we understand just what a minister is, what he is to do, and how we are to use him. The word minister is used interchangeably with two other words in 2 Timothy 4, 2-5. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy to preach the word, verse 2, so Timothy could rightly be called a preacher. He said in verse 5, "Do the work of an evangelist," so a preacher is also an evangelist. And he said, "Make full proof of thy ministry," also in verse 5. So Timothy could also rightly be called a minister. The religious world today makes a distinction between some or all of these terms, but the New Testament does not. The man who was a minister was an evangelist and preacher. These are simply different words for the same work. The word in the original language for preach means to proclaim publicly. The word for evangelize means to bring glad tidings, or good news. And the word for minister means to serve. So a minister, or preacher, or evangelist is one who serves the people by publicly proclaiming the good news about Christ. The duties God placed upon his ministers, or preachers, or evangelists are found in the books of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. It's really all summed up in 1 Timothy 4:11 through 13. That passage says, "These things, the things Paul had just related earlier in the book, command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." Notice carefully, there is no other duty placed upon a minister of God than just that: serving by preaching the gospel and living it in his life as an example. No minister in the Bible was ever called a pastor or given the work of shepherding the flock. Call and listen to tapes number 38 and 244. A minister is not to be the general manager for the church, nor sit in any other position of authority. In fact, the only authority a minister has is revealed in Titus 2:15, where Paul directed, "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority." A minister has the God-given authority to teach and preach any doctrine he can find in the Bible. God has said so in Titus 2. But that's all the authority the minister has above any other Christian. What is a minister to do with his time? Well, it takes much study of the Bible to be able to effectively teach the truth. There's a whole lot there to learn if you would be a proclaimer of God's word. So Paul admonished the evangelist Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. And in fact, much of a minister's time must be devoted to just that, a detailed, in-depth study of God's word. But is a minister entitled to financial support from the church while he does this? 1 Corinthians 9:14 answers for us plainly, "The Lord hath ordained that they which preach the gospel shall live of the gospel." It's the least Christians can do for those who have devoted their entire lives to the proclaiming of God's word. Let us consider the words of Paul written to a preacher in 1 Timothy 4:16, as he shows us the worth of a minister as God would have him. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. This is the end of the message.